best you can buy. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, into another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to talk lots of Ford products and Ford stories. As a matter of fact, we're going to be joined by a couple of different guests a little later on. We're going to be talking about the Ford Sync system. Ford has now sold more than 2 million vehicles equipped with the Sync system, so we're going to have to get the inside scoop on that and some of the latest updates to that system. But we're going to begin by talking with Cheryl Connolly, who is Ford's Global Trend Manager, all about what women want in their vehicles here in 2010. Cheryl, welcome to Auto World. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Well, certainly when you look back in automotive history and just look back in American history, we go back to the early part of the 20th century, the way women were portrayed in Ford advertisements and contrast that with 2010, the world's perception of women has certainly evolved and changed quite a bit.
Indeed. We have some interesting photos in our archives that show women as being kind of the fragile creature, somewhat prone to panic. And we know, you know, we look at those images today and they're quite amusing. But women are such an important driver in the automotive industry today. They are directly responsible for up to 50% of all new vehicles purchased. But even more interesting than that, they influence up to 80% of purchases for other people. So they're very influential when it comes to car purchasing.
And this is perfect timing because Women's History Month is the month of March. So, you know, lots of folks are talking about the role of women. And you're absolutely right. I mean, things have certainly changed tremendously. And another area, in other areas as well, women are kind of leading the way in global trends. I mean, even like education, I was surprised to learn that the number of women in the U.S. earning their Ph.D. actually outnumbers men.
Yeah, in the early 2000s, there were more women pursuing their Ph.D.s than men. I mean, around the world, we see improved educational opportunities for women, which means greater career opportunities for women. We have some stats that show, like even in China, 44% of the government jobs are held by women. And when you pair these things together, what you see is that women have much greater financial independence. There's statistics out there that say that working women in relationships often out-earn their male partners. So in the U.S., it's 25%, and in Great Britain, it's 30% of women that out-earn their husbands.
Very good. The very interesting statistics. And another thing that we're seeing is delayed marriage and parenthood. And as I can certainly attest to that, is I was a late bloomer getting married. My wife is also a late bloomer getting married for the first time as well. And we're expecting our first child. Me especially being older than her at an advanced age, let's put it that way. But this is a trend that definitely we're seeing globally.
Yeah, it's a powerful trend. Congratulations on your upcoming child.
Thank you.
Like many other people, if you look at the statistics in the UK, there are more first-time mothers aged between 30 and 34 than 25 and 29. And even in places like China, it's illegal for a man under 20 or a woman under 22 to get married. And because there's so many economic opportunities for growth right now, we're just finding that lifestyle choices are such that young people say, I want to establish myself. There are a lot of things I want to accomplish before I settle down in terms of marriage or parenthood.
It's so true, absolutely. And another thing that we're seeing is, of course, it only makes sense with the spread of computer technology throughout the world. I mean, of course, here in the U.S., it's everywhere, but it wasn't that long ago in other places of the world that access to the Internet was either not available or very restricted. But now a lot of the places that used to not have Internet at all have Internet, and women are diving into that Internet technology and learning a lot about different topics, including automobiles.
Yeah, about half the women worldwide own or use a personal computer. And as they see media images of different lifestyles or different women that are successful, they get adopted in unlikely places. A few years ago, there was a study that showed in Brazil, they attributed the decline in fertility rate to women that were modeling themselves after the small, happy families that were being portrayed on television.
Interesting. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If anybody has any comments or questions about the changing role of women here in the U.S. and around the world and how they affect the overall purchase of vehicles, we'd love to hear from you. Let's talk a little bit about how a car company like Ford addresses these changes. I don't imagine you guys design a car particularly for a man or woman. There's no such thing as a gender-specific car, is there, Cheryl?
There's not, but we certainly need to pay attention to women and what they want in the marketplace. They account for up to $85 billion in the automotive or related businesses, and they're known to 65% of them take their vehicles to dealerships for shop or repair, but we want to be really attentive to the things that they want. And when we look at what they want, it's really not any different than what men want. When you compare the list, they're surprisingly similar. The only thing that you might make a distinction about is that women want the same thing, but they want more. So their list of must-haves generally are a little bit longer than men. The difference that we see happen, though, is the way they talk about the features or how we might market to them. That's where you really start to see the differences in the sexes.
Yeah, some interesting facts here that you guys supplied me back in 2008. Ford researched women actually with 2008 vehicles about the features that they didn't have on their vehicles, but they'd like to have it on a future vehicle. And some of the features included run flat tires. 57% of the women said they'd like to have that. Rain sensing wipers, 44%. Auto park assist, 32%. Tire pressure monitoring system, 18%. So these are very sensible things and safety related things. I mean, the run flat tires are wonderful because, you know, you don't have to worry about having to change a flat, and you can actually run on four flat tires.
Yeah, we see that those items that you just listed, they're things that index high for women, but men, they don't object to them. And when women talk about those types of features, they're saying things like, what's most important to me is never to feel stranded. I don't ever want to be vulnerable in my car. Where a man might say, I have such a busy schedule, I don't have time to get my car fixed. But if you look a little deeper, they're both talking about reliability, quality, confidence in their vehicle.
So true. And the same comes down the pike here with the way men and women talk about drivability and performance. I mean, the men are apt to say that they want horsepower and performance, but women project the same thing in a different way.
Yeah, so a man might say, you know, I want to make sure that it accelerates quickly. And a woman might say, I need to be confident that when I go to pass another driver on the road, that I won't have any problem getting in front of them. So those things are interesting. And we know that women also seem to be interested in kind of the package, the features, the package, and the convenience equipment. So things like auto park assist that you mentioned earlier are things that kind of make the driving a little bit more seamless for them.
Amazing. Our telephone number again, 800-259-9231. We're talking about the changing roles of women and how Ford is recognizing these changes and is basically adapting to the ever-changing role of women in society with with lots of interesting statistics here. Cheryl Conley is Ford's Global Trends Manager, looking at not only just the U.S., but countries all around the world. So if you have a question or comment, when we come back on the other side, I can see I got a couple of emails already at bob@autoworldradio.com. We'll field those and any questions, 800-259-9231.
A day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
We're talking all about what women want with Cheryl Conley. She's Ford's Global Trend Manager. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. We'll throw out a quick Ford trivia question, and we'll go back again to the decade of the 1970s. We'll be focusing a lot on the 70s in this hour of the broadcast. What was the Lincoln car that was spun off the Ford Granada and Mercury Monarch platform back in the middle 70s? There was a Lincoln that was built off that same platform, a four-door sedan, and it was really the first small Lincoln. Of course, today there are a number of what folks back then in the 1970s would consider a small Lincoln. But back in that time frame, it was the only small one in the Lincoln portfolio. What was the name of that small Lincoln spun off the Ford Granada and Mercury platform, the Monarch platform? 800-259-9231 or bob@autoworldradio.com. We continue with Cheryl Conley, and we have a question here. The question is from Arthur. Arthur is listening on KXEL in Waterloo, Iowa, AM 1540 News Talk, and he wants to know about colors, whether women tend to purchase certain color cars more than men, and also if the color choice also extends to the interior. I'm sure that you guys do a lot of research on color. What can you tell Arthur?
Well, Arthur makes a good point. We do see that women are generally drawn to the warmer colors. They like warmer interiors or hand stitching. One of the things we saw at a research clinic was a woman was, looking at the inside of the vehicle, and she says, this leather and the top stitching reminds me of a fine quality handbag that I might have in my closet. So those are the things that we see that seems to resonate with them. It evokes kind of an emotional response for them because of the handcrafted nature of it.
That certainly makes a whole lot of sense. We got another question. This one comes from Nancy in Pennsylvania, and she would like to know about future trends. What does Cheryl see for the role of women and how it relates to automobiles 5 or 10 years from now? That's a hard one, Cheryl.
That is a hard one. So, Nancy, one of the things I do is I look at things outside the automotive industry to understand what might shape consumer preferences. And so we look at the big picture things, social, technological, economic, environmental, and political trends. And what I see happening is I think that the rising power of women is likely to continue for the next 10 years, and the way it manifests itself in different parts of the world will really vary. I mean, I think in countries that are still developing, maybe like Bangladesh, we see government programs designed to lift women's profile and their prominence in the community. But I think in more mature markets, the U.S. and Europe, we'll see women becoming a dominant force, I think in partnership with men. At the same time as women's roles are changing, we see blurring boundaries between the traditional roles of men and women. So if you think about like a decade ago when you heard about a stay-at-home dad, it was the exception, not the rule. And while it's still not, probably the majority, it's not unheard of at all. And in these economic times, I think there's a reality of that men and women are pursuing what's right for their family, when it comes to husband and wife. And so if the wife has the better job, then the husband will take on different roles that have been historically held by the woman of the house.
That's a really good point, no doubt about it. 800-259-9231 if anybody has any questions for Cheryl Conley, Ford's Global Trend Manager. She's looking at all the trends, not only here in the U.S., but all around the world when it comes to women and their ever-changing role. And certainly in the world of automobiles, something that we've seen come to fruition here in the last decade or so is car companies like Ford. Let's take, for example, the new Ford Focus, which is coming out for model year 2012. This is the first global Focus. It's the same car that's going to be sold in Europe that will be sold here in the U.S. And before, there used to be a lot of vehicles built specifically for specific markets, but there seems to be an overall globalization of things going on in the automotive world.
There is kind of a influence that you see working its way kind of in a universal pattern. So the idea is to design not specifically for a sex, a gender, or a specific market, but to hit the sweet spot of demand design that we call universal design. So, for instance, if you're trying to deal with the stature issue for a woman versus a man, generally more petite, shorter, lighter. So we will look at things like how do we help with visibility. So Ford has the rear view cameras to help aid when reversing. There's the blind spot system and a reverse sensing system. And these are all designed to help someone who might be shorter in stature see what's going on in the back of their vehicle. But it works for anyone regardless of their size. And so that's kind of what we're hoping to do is address the needs of a specific cohort or a group of citizens and then do it in a way that has mass appeal.
Joe in Montana wants to know if the adjustable pedals that he has on his vehicle is a result of this type of research. You know, the pedals that move, Cheryl, for shorter stature people. I don't know. You know, there's certainly for smaller guys, too, those pedals are very helpful as well.
Yes, and I think that we are getting better at kind of creating a system of adaptable equipment around the driver of the vehicle to make sure it's most comfortable. So you have the adjustable pedals that can address, you know, the length of your legs, your height. But then some of the vehicles are equipped with a telescopic steering wheel that can come forward or push back, or even the angle at which it faces you. We have the Ford has the seat belts that are adjustable, the shoulder strap, so that it hits safely, you know, across the midsection of your chest. So these are all things that I think take into the variance in height and weight of the people that drive Ford vehicles to make sure that it's most ergonomically comfortable and at the same time safe for the driver.
Another thing, too, from an automaker's standpoint, you know, the kind of adaptable dashboards, for example, let's say the new Fusion hybrid dash can be configured to look many different ways. I know for myself, you know, I tend to like a lot of gauges and a lot of stuff going on. My wife is more of a purist and, you know, would rather just have a minimalistic gauge cluster. But now with technology, you can have the best. You can have both types of systems, both types of instrumentation setups available in one vehicle.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Bob. This year at the North American International Auto Show, we revealed our MyTouch system, which will be coming across our portfolio. And it does adapt the IP instrument panel and allows it to be done with a touch thumb control right on the steering wheel.
Wonderful. Cheryl, time flies when you're with us. We'll have to do it again real soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
She's Cheryl Conley, Ford's Global Trend Manager. Straight ahead, more from the Ford Motor Company. This is Auto World. Don't go away. I'm on the road.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550
or visit classicresto.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world?
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology. With a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now.
877-552-5206.
For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or
call right now at 877-552-5206.
For this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
Wow!
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know.
Here's our toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. A trivia question remains for you to answer. And whoever gets the answer right gets in the drawing for our next visit from Warren Tracy. He's the CEO of the Busted Knuckle Garage. And Warren will reach into the giant bucket of names and come out with a winner. And I know one appearance here on the program, he gave away a prize valued and in excess of $100. We don't know what he's going to do this next time around, but you might as well be in the drawing. The question is, going back to the middle 1970s, Lincoln introduced a variant, a spinoff of the Ford Granada and Mercury Monarch. It was kind of the midsize sedan of its day, and it was really the first small Lincoln. course, today there are many smaller size Lincolns than the traditional Lincolns of yesterday. But back then, this was big news. What was the name of that Lincoln built off that Granada platform? 800-259-9231. We continue our conversation in this hour about Ford products with Ford's marketing manager for Sync and Ford's Work Solutions. Let's all say hello to Paul Russell. Paul, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bob. Great to be here.
Well, big news, and that is the fact that you guys have hit the 2 million sold mark with your Sync product, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's quite a milestone for us. I mean, there's been 2 million vehicles produced with Sync. We launched it back in the 2008 model year, and we've produced over 2 million at this point in time. And I think quite a statement to the fact that customers really want to be connected, and Sync is helping them do that.
That's remarkable. And another thing that is happening immediately here for those who have purchased a vehicle with Sync is the fact that the vehicle has better resale value.
Yeah, Bob, you know, it's interesting. Sync's a great feature, and as I mentioned a minute ago, it's all about taking, you know, the need for customers to want to be connected and integrating their mobile device via a simple Bluetooth connection into the Ford or Lincoln Mercury vehicle, and giving them that connectivity and ability to make, you know, hands-free calls that are voice-activated, along with managing their music and doing some other cool things like getting traffic alerts, turn-by-turn directions, and so forth. But, you know, when you look at the value of it, our dealers are always a great benchmark when it comes to determining value in the vehicle market. And as you mentioned a minute ago, it's kind of interesting because vehicles that are coming in off two-year leases or three-year leases are going through the auctions. And our Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers are actually paying $200 to $250 more a vehicle as if it has Sync on that unit when it goes through the auction. So not only are our customers really satisfied and want Sync not only in the current vehicle but any future Ford or Lincoln Mercury product they have, but dealers are really stepping up and paying more money to put them on their used vehicle out as well.
Let's go back to the beginning. Ford first started delivering Sync systems back in the fall of 2007. This is a system that was designed in conjunction with Microsoft. Tell us a little bit more about that, Paul.
Yeah, Bob, you know, we launched this product and really worked with Microsoft and their platform, if you will, to bring Sync to the market. And as you mentioned, back in the fall of 2007, which was kind of our 2008 model year launch, we worked closely with our partner Microsoft to bring to market what we thought was really a unique proposition in the marketplace. And that was, instead of building technology into the vehicle and then selling you that technology as an embedded device or technology in the car or truck, Sync was really about enabling you to take your cell phone or your smartphone, bring it into the vehicle, and then using the Bluetooth connection, give you all of the functionality that you have with your device in a hands-free environment. So we started with Microsoft back in 2008. It was all about making, you know, voice-activated hands and operating your music player, whether it was an iPod or another MP3 player. And it's just grown from there with a variety of features that we've rolled out each model year. In 2009, we brought out 911 operator assist and vehicle health reports. And then this past year, we brought out a feature called traffic direction information services, which enabled you just through a voice activation to just say services, and then Sync would talk back to you for turn-by-turn directions to a location, or if you needed a business search or traffic information, all there for you in the vehicle and the environment in a voice-activated or situation or environment, and very, you know, friendly and easy for the customer to use, and something that our customers really value and give us great satisfaction ratings as a result of.
That's great news, Paul. And the fact that you guys from the get-go designed this system to be backwards compatible, too, is quite remarkable. And we should point out in the beginning, the Sync system, which launched, as you say, on 2008 model Focus vehicles in the fall of 2007, you know, those folks who still and now, of course, is available on many more vehicles across the Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury brands. But even those initial buyers of those initial Sync Focus vehicles can go back to their dealers and get updates with the new advances.
Yeah, Bob, that's a great point. I mean, one of the things that's great about Sync is because it's soft and, you know, as you mentioned, backward compatible, when customers purchase future models, you know, whether it's a 2011 or 2012 model going forward, there will be features and applications that we're going to launch in the future that I really can't talk about because we don't like to talk about future product, but that will allow a customer, even back in a 2008 model vehicle, to go to SyncMyRide.com and either through a USB drive on their home computer, they can download the upgrade to the software, they can go out, upload it to the vehicle themselves, or go back into their Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealer and get an upgrade. And one good example of that is when we launched our 911 operator assist and vehicle health report back in 2009, prior model year or original model year owners at Sync back in 2008 model year had the ability to go to their dealer and get the upgrade to that new level of software and functionality. So something we've designed into the system and clearly an advantage we have, and we think something we want to leverage going forward.
Let's explain to our listeners a little bit more about some of these different features that you've mentioned. 911 Assist, explain exactly what happens with that, Paul.
Well, with 911 Assist, what happens is if for some reason a customer were in an accident or an incident and the airbag were deployed or the fuel cutoff switch was tripped, the EEC processor, the module in the vehicle, sends an immediate signal to the Sync system, and then Sync makes a connection through your phone that you have and calls 911. And, you know, whether you're present to talk on the call or not, the 911 operator has the ability, even if you can't respond via your cell phone, if your cell phone has GPS, they obviously can track and they know the location right away. And even if you have an older cell phone model, it's not a smartphone or an older cell phone that doesn't have GPS, the 911 operator through the cell towers to triangulate a location and obviously dispatch an emergency responder to you. So, you know, a feature that we're excited about and, you know, obviously something, you know, that is pretty prominent in the market. And one of our bigger competitors across town has done a phenomenal job of, you know, creating a market and letting the world know that it's important to have 911 or emergency assistance. And through Sync, we have that 911 feature, and it's something we think is a great benefit for our customers.
Tell us a little bit about the vehicle health report applications that also are part of the Sync system. We can do that when we come back on the other side, and we'll continue to keep that trivia question out there just a tad longer, going back to the middle 1970s. This was the first downsized Lincoln. It was built off the Ford Granada and Mercury Monarch platform. What was that Lincoln? Began with the letter V. This is Auto World. For the first time in its company's history, Porsche has entered the luxury sedan sports market with the all-new Panamera. Dr. Stefan Uch is director of product planning for Porsche.
It was really not that easy because with the big engine, the V8 4.8 liters twin turbo, we had to put the front axle through the oil pan. So therefore it was like a surgery at an open heart. So it has 500 horsepower, 568 foot-pound torque. The center console that goes through the whole interior, so you have four single seats, so each passenger has his own zone. The driver of the Panamera should feel like pilot in its cockpit.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Paul Russell is with us. He's Ford's marketing manager for Sync and also for Ford's Work Solutions. We have that trivia question out there, and we finally look like we have a winner. It's James listening on KXEL in Iowa. And, James, you are correct. It is the Lincoln Versailles that was built off the Ford Granada platform, so we will throw you in the hat for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. We're telling everybody about the Sync system. Ford is now equipped 2 million vehicles with the Sync system. And another thing we should point out, Paul, is the fact that after receiving Sync demonstrations, 80% of potential customers reported it improves their opinion of Ford, and 70% are more likely to consider purchase. I noticed, you know, at many of the major auto shows that us journalists attend, that I get to see what, you know, the regular attendees of the show get to see, and you guys spend a lot of money with your auto show displays, which are very customer interactive.
Yeah, Bob. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, as I mentioned earlier, customers really want to stay connected, and it's an important aspect of our customers' lifestyle. And features like Sync help them do that, you know, in their vehicle, and it does it in a safe mode so that it, because it's voice activated, you know, your hands are on the wheel and your eyes are on the road. And from a technology perspective, you know, Sync is one of a variety of different technologies that we're bringing to the market to really help our customers see the value in the Ford and Lincoln Mercury product and differentiate us from the competition. And, you know, as you mentioned earlier, what's neat about Sync is when a customer has an opportunity to get a demonstration of the product, their favorable opinion and likelihood of buying a Ford goes through the roof. So it's a valuable tool and feature on our vehicles. And again, I think just simply because it helps customers make the connection, to the fact that when they own a Ford product, in addition to all the other great features and benefits a Ford or Lincoln Mercury provides them, they've also got this ability to stay connected through their PDA or their mobile device. And it's something we're excited about and that we look forward to expanding as we go forward. And as you mentioned, when we're in auto shows and at other consumer events around the country, we work hard to try and help customers see all this great technology and get a good feel for just how Sync specifically works and do what we can to demonstrate it to them.
Let's talk a little bit more about the traffic directions and information application. I understand for 2010 models, you guys improved the Sync system by giving those models a GPS receiver built right into the vehicle.
Yes, Bob. So what we did for 2010, we went a step further and introduced an additional piece of hardware, which was a GPS receiver, into the 2010 models. And obviously, all models going forward have this. And really what that does is it allows your mobile device to communicate with our cloud via Sync, as we call it, our service delivery network. And what you can do is when you're in the vehicle and your phone is paired, you can produce a voice that says services. And when you do that, the system will come back and prompt you and ask you what you're interested in. And if you say traffic, it'll give you traffic alerts. And if you say directions, it'll ask you for a destination point. And you can spell out a destination or location. And the cloud will calculate the directions to that destination. It'll feed it back down to Sync in your vehicle via your phone or your smartphone. And the Sync module will then save that data, and then it'll interact with the GPS device in your car, and then it'll feed you back voice turn-by-turn directions to assist you on your route. So it's not quite full navigation because you don't have the visual aspect with it, but you get voice-assisted turn-by-turn directions to any destination that you select. So a nice alternative to navigation, if you will.
Absolutely. And another cool thing that you can do with the Sync system, which is, you know, really blows people away whenever I get a Ford Press vehicle, which is equipped with the Sync system, and that is, you know, you can actually see movie times, you can see sports scores, just an amazing amount of information that can be displayed on your Sync system.
Absolutely. You can get sports scores, stock quotes, movie times, as you mentioned. Business search is a great thing. So as an example, when you're in the services menu, you can do a business search on a location and say, you know, find Starbucks in Boston, Massachusetts, and it'll crank out, you know, four or five locations based on the proximity that you set. And then you can specify one of those Starbucks locations, and it will actually then allow you to get directions to that Starbucks. And then, as I mentioned earlier, serve that information through your phone back down to Sync and actually give you the voice aided turn-by-turn directions to that particular Starbucks location. So a great feature and a nice enhancement to our products. And for 2011, Bob, we're actually going to enhance those traffic direction information services a little further and introduce a new feature where if you go to MapQuest, as an example, and enter a destination to download a map, which over 2 million people do a day, from what I understand, there will now be a menu button on MapQuest where you can actually take that destination that you've identified and send it to Sync. And if you hit the Send to Sync button, if you're a Ford owner and you have a Sync product, the next time you get into the vehicle and pair your phone, Sync will ask you if you'd like to download the destination for MapQuest, and all you do is say yes, and boom, it's downloaded to the vehicle, and you've got your turn-by-turn assistance in addition to whatever piece of paper you might have printed out from MapQuest. So cool stuff, and again, it's all about just keeping our customers connected and doing it in a voice-activated way.
Wow, just remarkable stuff, Paul. Let's touch a little bit on the music capabilities. This is another area which Sync shines, you know, the integration of both the ability to load CDs into an internal hard drive and have them stored that way, and also to be able to use your iPod-like or MP3 device. You can call out an artist's name and it will play it for you. It's just remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's voice-guided, hands-free calling and entertainment, right? I mean, it's because part of being connected is being able to make calls, receive text messages if you've got a phone that's capable of interacting with Sync in that way, and then obviously the entertainment side of it in utilizing your music. And, you know, people jump into their vehicles and they've got their iPod or their MP3 player. They use the USB or the audio aux-in connection to make the connection into the vehicle, and Sync will index your music, and then you know, as you mentioned, Bob, you've got the ability to ask for a specific song or play a genre, and Sync will do that for you. And again, it's all voice activated, which is nice because it enables you to keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road.
Is there a specific website that you guys have that we could point folks towards to get more information about all things Sync?
Absolutely, Bob. www.syncmyride.com is a great website. And if you go there, there are a lot of really informative videos that talk about all the features of Sync. And also, if you're a Ford or Lincoln Mercury owner and you have a Sync product in your vehicle, you can go to that website and register on Sync My Ride and then activate the variety of different services that we've just talked about. So great site, and I would absolutely encourage your listeners to go check it out. Again, www.syncmyride.com.
Well, congratulations, Paul, about hitting the magical 2 million mark and for telling us all about the updates to the Sync system. And the good news here is I know that there are going to be more updates and more things to talk about in the not-too-distant future, so we look forward to getting you back on the show here so that you can tell us all about it.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's been great being on the show, and I got to say you had me stumped on Lincoln Versailles there, so that was a great question.
Thank you so much, Paul. He is Ford's marketing manager for Sync, as well as Ford's Work Solutions, Paul Russell. And I'm Bob Long. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Want to remind you about a couple of things. If you have any questions or suggestions about the show at any time, feel free to drop me an email at bob@autoworldradio.com. Also, check out, I have a brand new website because I do a multitude of radio shows and I'm expanding my horizons. So check it out. It's boblongradio.com. boblongradio.com. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.